The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Come on, kids. Daddy's got to masturbate.
Out of the computer room. Nobody wants to see this.
Daddy needs the big screen.
Standline Tuesday, speaking of masturbation, on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Petey Max in the house.
Nice segue.
Football player, field goal kicker. Kicker in general, actually. Chris Brown in the studio later on. You hear that, Petey?
Told me that last night.
Yeah.
Get a little help with the sports today.
Bringing us some Dunkin' Donuts, and we can talk some football.
Even better.
I mean, Dunkin' iced coffee. Craig hates iced coffee.
Really?
And no. Kicking. No, he just doesn't like diluted coffee.
Well, that's iced coffee.
No, it's not.
Not anymore.
I like iced coffee. So,
it's not.
Chris, thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've also got the cold brew coffee, he said. So that's a completely different... I don't think it has the ice
we'll
in it.
We'll taste it. People love the Dunkin' coffee. It's better than the crap we drink.
Ooh, yeah.
The swill we drink.
That's why I bring
low. That's a low bar, right.
I BYOC.
We drink ass. It's called Swamp Ass. I think that's the brand.
It
name.
Is.
But it is free.
Yeah. Well, somebody pays
is it?
For it. Somebody
yeah.
pays for it.
Is it?
Well, I don't have to go put a dollar in the machine to get a glass of coffee.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm just saying that somebody in the building pays for Swamp Ass
sure,
coffee.
Sure, it's free coffee. It's just not very good.
No. I make a cup before I leave the house. Pretty good stuff. But then I drink that cup, and then I start to drink the crap here.
You can tell the difference, can't you?
Oh, my God.
Bring two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Petey walks in every morning, double fisting it.
Yeah, yes, he does.
two cups of coffee.
And brings coffee.
Would it kill you to make a whole pot and bring five?
Yeah, it's a Keurig. I get the Keurig. We have the Keurig thing, man. So I'm creating a lot of... A lot of waste.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody got time to wait on two of those.
No, you don't.
Yeah. And the guy who invented that, that's his biggest regret.
Yeah. Waste.
Yeah. Yeah. That
he's throw away a lot of those.
That he's created that much waste.
Mm-hmm.
But he cries into his piles of cash.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Exactly. I like it. I like it. Yeah, but it is a lot of waste.
It was on this date in 1804.
Yeah, my carbon footprint is a little higher because of the Keurig. 1804?
1804, on this date.
I don't remember that.
You might remember where you were when the third Vice President of the United States, Aaron Burr, shot former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton to death in their infamous duel in New Jersey.
And that's weird, isn't it?
It is.
And it's so weird that that happened. I know it was 1804, but it's still weird.
But it's so Old West. Well, they were actually still doing that in the Old West 50 years later.
Yeah, true.
I mean, but these were guys from...
He's a former Vice President of the United States.
Right. These were guys from D.C. that I think at that time people respected.
Yeah, we have for years until...
Until just recently
here. Yeah, yeah.
It's not just with this guy. People have hated D.C. for a little while
now.
I think there was some respect for people on Capitol Hill for a certain amount of time.
I mean, people respect a lot of people.
Tell about Lincoln.
You might disagree with people recently, but you respected them. You know. At least I did. I didn't like Bush, but I respected him.
Yeah, I heard a lot of respect coming out of you.
I didn't like it. Well, you know what?
Bush administration.
If you could have told me what's happening in the future, I would have apologized. I would have completely apologized. We got just an S show happening now, and you know,
No, really, Tyler. Comparatively speaking, this is great.
Yeah, comparatively. That was all was. Right?
You wouldn't have believed
he
it.
He screwed up. No. Nobody would have believed
it. You wouldn't have believed it.
You guys didn't like him either, you know.
There's reports out there that President Trump's son knew before he met with a Russian lawyer that she was going to try and help his father's campaign.
Yeah, there's a leak every day from somebody inside the White House or the FBI. He's going to throw Fredo under the bus.
The New York Times reports that before meeting with the attorney in June of 2016, Junior was told in an email that the information she was going to give him was part of the Russian government's effort.
Junior, by the way, apparently the Fredo thing is not just, I didn't make that up, I've been hearing that for a while, but that's actually what they think they call him inside the building, too. Some staffers, they're leaking out that people around Trump have always called him Fredo, like, don't tell Fredo. We always thought it was Eric, the blonde douchebag. Now, he ain't much smarter, but this is the kid they call Fredo all the time.
Yeah, they leave Trump. Him to do the dirty work.
Well, he's just dumb. Fredo's dumb. If you watch, that's the whole reason for The Godfather. Fredo was dumb.
Well, Junior admitted that he was meeting the woman because she promised damaging information about Hillary. Junior said, yeah, he didn't get it, so he says the information is vague, ambiguous, didn't really turn into anything because didn't get what he wanted.
But still, you stay in the country to get dirt on your opponent. You don't go to Russia.
No, you have to turn that to the FBI. People are coming out and saying they've been offered stuff before from campaigns, and they say, no, you go to the FBI.
Yeah. Like when the Clintons were trying to find dirt on Obama. I don't think they went outside the country. Believe me, they were looking for dirt on Obama.
Well, apparently Gore got
saved. They went to Kenya.
Somebody called Gore and said, hey, I got something, and they called the FBI right away.
It's just what you do.
And by the way, Joe Scarborough, I'll mention Republican here. See, that's what you do. I mean, people have – I ran campaigns – because Republicans can't go down this rabbit hole and say this is okay. Now, some of them will, obviously. But,
of course.
But it's stupid. You can't do that. Reagan is turning over.
Now, New Jersey governor. He's still governor. I keep forgetting that Krispy Kreme is still governor.
And he's trying out for a gig like this.
Yes.
Except it's sports radio.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
we have this too.
He goes on. Do you have the audio?
Oh, you have audio.
We have something, although not exactly what we were hoping.
He filled in on the Fan in New York City, the big sports station.
Oh, he wasn't a guest. He was
he's filling in.
He was the host.
Yeah. Yeah.
Co-host, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, now what I do have is audio of a guy calling him out for using the closed public beach.
Let's hear that.
This is Mike
in Montclair. What's up, Mike?
Governor, next time you want to sit on a beach that is closed to the entire world except you, you put your fat ass in a car and go to one that's open to all your constituents.
Well, you know,
not just you and yours.
Interesting, Mike. You know what?
What's that, Gov?
You know, Mike, I love getting calls from communists in Montclair.
Communists in Montclair.
You know,
you're a bully, Governor, and I don't like bullies.
You know what? And listen, I'm not the one who came on the air. Hey, hold on, Mike. Mike, I'm not the guy who came on the air. Swore on the air.
Who swore?
And so you did.
I gotta kick the heck out of you.
Yeah, you know, you're swearing on the air, Mike. You're a bum. And you know what, Mike? What matters is what you do. That's what matters.
You're not a good radio host, is what you're not. By the way, he'll probably get. He ain't gonna get a gig. New York City's a huge market, and he's not dead. He sucks. He might know sports, but he sucks.
Very nice political.
How embarrassing
discourse
is that? Former governor trying out for a radio gig.
Right. Enjoy the civil discourse.
Right.
Monmouth University poll shows 80% of New Jersey residents disapprove of the job that Krispy Kreme is doing. Two-thirds of those polled said they had a negative view of his photo on the state beach. 7% even said they were disgusted.
That's photoshopped everywhere. I'll show you. I'll share one I got yesterday. He's photoshopped with Putin and Trump at that little meeting.
Oh, the one I see is just a whale.
This is a different one. It's actually him. Actually, him photoshopped.
It's just a beach whale. Yeah. What's his excuse?
He doesn't care.
Oh, okay.
That's his
for what?
Excuse.
For taking over a private beach.
His house is right there.
Oh, yeah, his house is there.
Yeah, the governor's house, not his house.
Well, the governor's house.
Yeah, but it's not his house for long, right?
It was just handy. And it was
there. It's just right there. It's right there.
It was a public,
why not go there?
It was a state beach, and he was on it, and he closed the other ones. Everything about it was wrong, but he
closed
care.
It.
Yeah. He shut down the government.
For
right.
4 days or whatever it was. Right. But it was still closed.
You can't go on the beach.
But he can.
He did. He didn't care. That was a story. And he got ripped. And he's hosting him.
But if you're him, there's a chance you're going to go to that beach.
I know, but he's going to get caught, and he did get caught. There's helicopters seeing his fat ass.
There's somebody right. It seemed like across the water somehow.
Yeah but he probably doesn't care because he's got an 80% disapproval he doesn't rating
care.
Already.
He doesn't care. You know, he's looking for a gig.
So he's going to do what he wants.
He wants to be a sports radio guy. Bitch about the Yankees and Mets all frickin' day. Great.
Oh, the Knicks, too.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch about the Knicks. Right. And the Nets.
Mm-hmm. And the Giants and the Jets, right?
A rare collection of centuries-old alcohol has been found in New Jersey. An employee at Liberty Hall Museum in Union stumbled across the old bottles when they opened crates that were lying around in the cellar.
Little Nucky stuff there from Boardwalk Empire,
They knew it was there. Kind of.
I love Nucky. Missed that show.
This is centuries old, though. This is pre-Nucky.
Among the findings were a Madeira wine from 1796.
That's vinegar.
Yeah.
No.
Well, not necessarily, because this is Madeira wine.
It tastes like peanut butter porter,
This is a different kind of wine that's meant to travel.
Okay.
But is it meant to last for centuries?
Not necessarily, but this is wine from 1796, glass jugs with spirits from the 1820s, or Demijohns.
If they can auction this off, they will, and somebody's going to try it.
Madeira wine was popular during the time because it doesn't usually spoil and can be shipped long distances while preserving its taste.
Man.
Wine experts say the alcohol can be worth anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 per bottle.
Yeah, the alcohol freaks are crazy about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, wine freak will pay that.
They bid on this.
They figure that. So they did the research and figured out that this family in New Jersey stocked up on wine in anticipation of celebrating America's second president, John Adams.
Man.
Yes.
That's
who
crazy.
Was going to be taking office in March of 1796. Cases were still in the wine cellar of what had later become Liberty Hall Museum. That's where they found it.
Man,
NewJersey.com reports that the Madeira wine, popular drink for settlers in America because it shipped well and rarely spoiled. The museum's leadership and staff knew about the bottle collection in the cellar, but did not know exactly how old the wine was. At one point, the wine racks had been walled off. They figure that may have been during Prohibition. But they still didn't mess with the wine that was there. They just walled it off.
Christie still runs Jersey. He'll just take it and drink it. I don't care.
Apparently, one of the bottles has been opened for a tasting.
And
they say that it would appeal to fans of sweet sherry.
Okay.
Which I'm unfamiliar with.
Frazier always drank sherry.
I know that it exists.
Well, there's cooking sherry and there's drinking sherry, so who knows, you know?
Right. You watch the Food Network, they're always taking a sip of sherry. Right. But that's that crappy cooking sherry.
Yeah. I think if you're hard up enough,
alcohol
it doesn't matter.
Apparently, it's a high alcohol content. It could survive long voyages, maturing on the route aboard boats crossing the Atlantic.
Yeah, if you get the shakes, sherry will do.
Yeah, if cooking sherry is the only thing in the house.
Right.
Did you have any of that the other night, Tom?
I know.
You butt chug it, too, I've heard.
Yeah. All right.
Don't have
butt
the cooking
sherry last night.
Just go for the hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Listerine.
I forgot about that. There might have been some mouthwash around.
Yeah. give me some Listerine neat.
It's the only way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Sometimes.
Is it offensive to the Listerine to drink it on the rocks?
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, you're Listerine snobs.
Yeah.
It's going to be distilled ice.
Dr. Mina's listening. Yeah. How much Listerine do you need to drink to get a buzz?
Right. What I like to do is...
Yeah, would you get sick first?
Yeah, do that.
I'm just asking.
fill the ice cream.
I love when Dr. Mina calls. Do not drink Listerine. Like a week later, she calls and yells at us. And we start, that's right. We did say drink Listerine. We did mention that. Sorry, you're right. Whatever Doc says. We always give her like a week when we say stuff. And we're curious and she gets pissed. She's in her car listening to the podcast 2 days later.
It's okay if you use like Listerine ice cubes.
I've heard it is,
but
yeah.
I think it takes a little longer to freeze.
Butt chug the Listerine. That way you don't have to taste it.
Do not butt chug the Listerine.
Well, that would probably burn.
Oh, you're right.
That would
kind of minty and yeah.
You know, not like alcohol, like vodka. That wouldn't burn.
No, it's not flavored.
It
vodka.
Burns when you gargle with it.
Yeah.
Imagine going
your butt. Ass. I am imagining it.
It is being reported that there may be a reunion of the Jersey Shore cast members.
Isn't one of them in jail? Didn't one get busted big time?
Is America?
The situation got busted for fraud, right?
Really calling for this?
I can't answer that.
Well, reunion means they all get together on the stage somewhere and remember the days, right?
Well, no. The show producers have applied for a permit to film them on the boardwalk and beach. Some of the cast members have been hinting at a reunion on the Instagram and Snapchat accounts.
Oh, and people will watch.
The weird part about that show was a couple of those people, like that situation was like 29 or 30. I lived at the Jersey Beach in college, and everybody there was 18 to 22 that lived there. You know, they were not 30. That guy was just a loser. And he ended up being a loser, too.
Yeah.
What a crazy show.
Yeah, but he got a TV show.
Yeah, he did.
From the Idaho State Journal, a Washington triathlete, Stu Larson, was staying at a resort, Cliff Lake in Madison County, Montana. He decided to take advantage of the rare chance for a high-altitude training swim. He's a triathlete. About 500 yards into the out-and-back swim, he was going out. Larson said he stopped to check his watch and noticed an otter staring him down from about 10 feet away.
You didn't come here to swim, did you?
He said it wasn't barking, snapping, anything like that. He said it was just looking at him, so he kind of splashed and yelled, and the otter went away. He said, just curious, whatever. Mm-hmm. Kept swimming. Turned around, coming back on his on the way back. He paused at about the same spot. And he said this time he saw a pair of otters, this time closer. And so, once again, he splashed and yelled at them, and they didn't go anywhere.
Oh, he went and got a buddy. The otter went and got a buddy.
Yeah. Called for backup.
Right.
He did.
This guy's
then
obviously
kicked the swimmer's ass.
He was violating their fishing space, I think.
Apparently. Then they started closing in on the guy.
Man.
The otters are closing in on the gentleman.
They're airlocking. The two otters airlocked me last night. I stuck to the tape. Great. Yeah.
You were so happy about it, though. Just so content.
You get gang raped by otters. Do you tell anybody? I don't think you do.
Apparently, this guy does.
It only takes two to airlock Tyler.
According to the Idaho State Journal.
The noise they make for
that's the dolphin.
That's the dolphin.
The dolphin that got gang raped by the otters.
He's just watching?
According to the Idaho State Journal, in the resulting waterborne scuffle, Mr. Larson said he connected with one of them and ended up bitten on his right thigh where an otter's fangs cut through his wetsuit to draw a bit of blood. He said he'd been thinking that if they're protecting a den, he'd be better off in the middle of the water and away from the shore.
Right.
But that's where he was, in the middle of the water. He said he finally figured out that he was going to be bitten. He needed to be on land.
Man.
And he said he swam with everything that he had left, and he was able to eventually make it to the rocks, where the otters finally backed off, and a relative in a boat was able to make a rescue.
Oh, they followed him to shore.
Yes.
Wow.
Flipped him off. Come on back, you puss.
Just joining us, we're in the middle of Craig's animal attacks today.
They are.
We had a bear story.
A bear and an otter.
A couple mean otters.
I may have another one in here, too. I'm not sure.
What did the dolphin say when the otters airlocked it? Petey? Petey's got a new sound effect. He does a dolphin now.
I've been working on that dolphin for years.
You have been, man.
I'm so disappointed with the way I laugh at that. I laugh every time, and I'm disappointed.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.